Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mystery on the road. Oh yeah, mystery on the rocks, yeah, mystery on the rocks, yeah.
Well, welcome to another episode of Mystery on the Rocks, the show where true unsolved mysteries and cocktails collide. Yum, yum, yum. Ooh, this is fun, isn't it? Because this is our second kind of lockdown episode. Yeah, and we happen to have a lovely lockdown guest who is in the bar with us, which is very bad, but, you know.
It's against the rules.
It's nice, though. Has it been hit quite badly business-wise by this? Because presumably as a cocktail waiter...
Yeah,
you're pretty heavily affected by lockdown measures.
It's all right, because we only used to get one customer a week anyway.
Okay. So it's actually fine.
So it's exactly the same.
If anything, it's better now.
And you're allowed to go out for essential supplies once a week as well. So as long as that guest is using it as their one trip to stock up on cocktails, then it's still technically within the restrictions.
Yeah. That's true. Thank you for choosing us, Joss.
No, yeah,
did we introduce you? Did we say who you are?
No, yes. Sorry, I just started talking.
Oh dear. Yes, so thank you for the voice you are now hearing is Joss Norris. I feel like
hello.
What's his name in Jurassic Park? The voice you're now hearing is one Richard, whatever that guy's name.
Oh, I loved that. That was the best bit of Jurassic Park.
I love that, isn't it?
It's so good. As an adult, I can now see that there are other good bits in Jurassic Park. But as a kid, that bit
just blew my mind.
I think it was the first time I'd ever seen cartoon characters interact with.
Humans, oh, really? When he pricks his finger and he goes, ouch, John, that hurt.
John, that bit, yeah. And you've got that DNA strand. I think I might have done. I have a very funny story about the first time I saw Jurassic Park, because my dad, it was on TV, we were visiting my grandparents, and my dad said me and my brother should watch it, and my grandparents went, they shouldn't watch it, David. It's too scary. Remember how scared... They said, you were very scared in the cinema when you saw it, David, so you shouldn't let your kids watch it. And he said, that was completely different. It was dark, and it was a spooky atmosphere in the cinema. This will be fine. And then we watched the first, like, half hour, and then it got to the bit where the T-Rex turns up, and then my dad, like, just panicked and then went, they can't watch this film. I've remembered how scary this film is and turned it off. And it's only comparatively recently I realised he was like 30-something when that came out.
I was about to say, he was an adult when that came out and he was scared.
Yeah, and yet for some reason in the cinema he was like, no way.
It was too much. Oh. The true
this
terror.
Feels like a very Chris experience. I have
to oh, that's all I need.
Oh,
mother,
my.
I'm going out to the foyer. I need to speak to somebody.
And the seats, they're just not very comfortable. Okay, little boy. I don't really know what you want me to do.
Hands on his hips.
I saw Parasite in the comfiest seat I've ever sat in.
Was it an Everyman?
No, it was a showcase cinema deluxe
oh
in Nottingham.
Oh my god!
The seat I sat in was for. It was supposed to be for a disabled person's helper, but no disabled people had showed up, so I got to sit in it. And
do they get a really comfy seat then if you're a helper?
I think so. Yeah, I think if you're a key worker or something. I don't know.
I like that you said you got to sit in it, like somebody came in and went, sorry, mate, go on.
Yeah,
sure?
Yeah,
like, no. You chose to sit in it. You went, there's
yeah,
no
just,
one
I
here,
went
mate.
For that seat. I went for the seat that you're not supposed to sit in. But they're good. They're really good.
Apparently they've got cameras in there now in the cinemas to see if people are filming. And so I've never kind of like ventured up. Well, Who wants a pirate copy of the latest Spider-Man movie?
Masood's pirating Cats, so he can watch it.
Yeah, just on my phone, like, yeah, there you go.
Jellicle Cats.
I don't even know who would watch a cam of a cinema movie. Like, who's that desperate anymore? Like, those days are gone. But I remember back in the day, I probably would have. I would have got a pirated version, like a VCD version of it. So it would have been a cam VCD version, and I would have just been like, yeah, and then watch it and been like, that's okay.
Yeah,
and I totally missed
it.
So it's pre-DVD.
Oh,
video
right.
CD. No features, no nothing. You just put it in a, you'd have a VCD player, which I imagine was probably about the size, maybe the size of two big iPhones like this.
Right.
And very, very basic, and you put in, like a Discman, essentially. A Discman that had like VGA cables.
Most computers would play a VCD, wouldn't they?
They would, but if they were badly pirated, it was a bit of a risky thing. Because I had one of those suction slot loading iMacs with the little thing at the front, so it didn't have a disc tray. You just slide it in.
Yeah.
And I got a VCD stuck in there.
No.
Yeah.
Which
and that's
movie?
It. I think it was like this. I can't remember. I don't remember what it was. I think it was like Star Wars or something. It must have been Star Wars Episode 1. The Phantom Menace.
Okay,
it's like, what a fucking VCD to get. Rank film. An absolute corker,
one
mate.
One of the best.
An
one
absolute
of the best.
Corker. It's like, it's an absolute corker, mate. What a brilliant film.
People like them again now, don't they? Isn't there now like a second wave of people who were too young to realise they were bad at the time, saying...
That's happening a lot with shit movies, is that there's a lot of films that were shit or average that people are like, actually, that was okay.
Yeah.
And that's come up because everyone doesn't like the new ones. They're like, oh, they're not the same. Like, there's a lot of people who are like kind of being whatever about it.
Yeah,
they're like, no, I don't think they're that good. And it's like, well, I don't... Nobody, who cares? They're just movies.
I think they're all fine, including the old good ones. Like, the old good ones are fine.
My
mum's friend, so this is someone my mum teaches riding, and she does arts direction. I don't fucking know. She designed shit for films. She designed the Millennium Falcon for the new Star Wars films.
Wow.
And she'd never seen a Star Wars film when she got that job. So she went, oh, I've had to go back and watch episodes 1 through 6. I've had to watch them. And she went, she had to watch the whole series. And she said with a straight face, she went, I think I prefer the 70s ones more than the modern ones. And I was like, she thinks that's a new opinion. She thinks that it's like 50-50.
She pulls you to one side. She's like, I don't want you to tell anybody.
What did her employers do when they... Presumably they paid her quite a bit of money to design the Millennium Falcon for the new films.
Yes.
What did they do when she came back and went, I think it should look just like the Millennium Falcon in the original films? Like, surely they went,
but just a bit older.
I think what we sound like now is like when people go, stand-up comedy, what? So you
you're
just go
right,
on stage and,
right.
and say jokes and that.
Yeah,
it doesn't sound that hard.
Yeah.
I think that's what
and
we
like,
do.
I imagine there's a lot of work that goes into
a lot of
production that I don't see. I regret that, actually. That was a mean thing to say. I said it because I thought it was funny. And obviously, it's not a world I know about, and that was unkind. I'm sorry.
It's all right, Jules.
What are we all drinking? What do we have here?
Yeah, what drinks?
We'll start with you, Jules.
I've got water. I'm drinking water.
Ooh.
Because
cocktail.
I forgot that this was a drinking themed podcast and I've not got anything in. I finished my wine last night while painting my hall. I was bought a Love Island water bottle with my name on the side as a present last year after I helped at a friend's wedding. So it still feels quite decadent, even though I'm just drinking water from my tap.
I like it. I'm on
Brilliant.
Board.
What about you guys?
What do you got, Suze?
I have got a drink that... So in my town, there's an offie called World of Wine. But it doesn't just sell wine. It sells loads of weird spirits. So I went in there and I looked what was on the tenner shelf. And not tenner lady. £10. Stop it. This is what the listeners like. And I got myself a bottle of Passoa, which is passion fruit liqueur. And And I got myself a bottle of Elderflower Triple Sec by Bolt.
Oh, very nice.
And
that
I've mixed them
nice.
Together. No, wait, the elderflower's not in this one. I put Passoa, vodka, and I put a bit of sugar syrup in, and goes down real smooth.
Yeah,
that sounds nice, actually.
And I call it a fucking industry.
Well, that's going to be popular for the listeners. a fucking industry. I like it. A fucking industry. What do you...
Oh, yes.
It's in the... Yeah.
I
keep forgetting we're not recording the visuals and I keep doing visual gags. What were we saying? Sorry, Suze.
You didn't let me give a thumbs up on that. If I tweeted, I'm like, oh, I've made a drink. I call it a fucking industry. Guarantee 3 or 4 men, always men, would reply with, oh, the oldest profession, you say, or something like that.
Oh, God. That's so...
I tried to make sure that my tweet wouldn't be an invitation for your mad improv skills, but it appears to not have been clear enough.
What do you got, Chris? What do you have?
Ooh.
Very nice. Mm-mm-mm.
What's in that?
Ooh, two different types of bitters. Get you. Creole.
Ooh, that's
bitters.
Creole bitters.
Yeah. For good old fashioned Creole bitters. Oh my. Hoo-wee.
It'll get you. It should get you ticking. A flaming mo.
Oh, an old fashioned, a rum old fashioned. Hoo-wee. Oh, let me tell you something. Right here in the bayou, we don't have them old rum. Well. What's he even saying anymore? What's going on?
This is
totally
what
the
dude's like when he's at home.
And just talking a Creole accent all day.
Making cereal, just like, oh, we got nuts in here and
oats. Hoo-wee some. This is a reinvented gimlet, and I picked it specifically for this episode as what we're doing. I'll tell you why, and then we'll get into the thing. But basically, I thought a gimlet was made this way, but actually it's made a completely different way. So I thought a gimlet was made with gin and lime juice and a bit of simple syrup. But it's not. Apparently the original gimlet is just gin and roses lime cordial.
Ew.
And I'm like, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
But apparently that is the original thing, and that's the one that you'll get when you go to a place and order it. And it tastes fine. To be fair, that version doesn't taste that bad. But this version tastes way better. And I always thought this is what it was.
What's it called? Simple syrup?
Simple syrup or sugar syrup.
Oh, simple syrup.
It's just sugar syrup. Same as what I've put in mine.
Like
now
golden syrup.
I didn't know how to make syrup when I started this podcast, and now I know. Sugar and water.
That's it.
Oh,
and if you want to make rich syrup, you just add more sugar.
Yeah. Is it meant to be half and half?
Yeah, one to one. So one part. Whatever you measure a part as is that, and then equal parts the other thing. That's what they usually mean. So like if you have 50 mils of, like 50 grams of sugar, then like add 50 mils of water. That's it.
Yeah.
I thought syrup was slow and... trickly
viscous
viscous, but if you just mix sugar and water, that would be quite
it's
quite
a very
wet.
thin quite wet. The serve's pretty wet. excuse me, garçon. What's with this wet syrup here? I'm not.
I'm really not feeling this. It was like a sticky glue.
Chris, so the reason I picked the reinvented gimlet was to mirror what we're doing in today's show. Please, lay it on us.
Yes. Ooh. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
In America, they call it the mandala effect.
Oh, man.
I've heard so many YouTube videos are like, the mandala effect. I'm like, no, Mandela.
Do they call him Nelson Mandela? Or
yeah,
do they just not know it's named after him?
No, I think they
Nelson
do.
Mandela.
Also, I've been watching a lot of American news, and they keep going, we're getting word from 10 Downing. They don't say 10 Downing Street. They go, 10 Downing have told us.
Like it's a guy.
They keep saying Michael Gove's name is Michael Gove. It's Gove. It's spelled Gove.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
But we don't go, like, my mum was ranting about this for a while. I'm a chip off the old block. And she said, we don't talk about the White House and call it whatever, whatever, Pennsylvania. It's Pennsylvania Avenue. And I was like, we do call it the White House. But...
yeah, we just call it the White House. That's what we do. So the Mandela effect.
Ooh.
Really? Oh. Star Wars based Mandelas.
Yeah. Oh, silver or
silver.
Gold? Yes. Believe it.
Yeah.
Yes.
When did she have that memory? Because it must have been before he was released, right? Because
yes.
Surely that's most people's main Mandela memory.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
And when he was freed, it was the biggest thing ever. And it's not like he went, and now to live a peaceful life. He went, now I'm going to fucking lead a country. And that was documented
Yeah, Fiona Broom sounds like an idiot.
It's more an American thing.
Yeah.
Nah, she's a ghost.
Sorry, I take it back.
She's a ghost. Yes. Don't ask her nothing. Hmm.
Hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Luke, I'm your father. When actually it's like, no, I killed your father.
He says, you are my son. He says, Luke, you are my son.
I'd love it if, like, it's like the Mandela effect, obviously because of Nelson Mandela, but like, if it was just like, if history was just a little bit different, if it was something else, if it was like, oh, it was the, I don't know, the Jason Momoa effect. Everyone remembers Jason Momoa was in, I don't know, 17 episodes of Game of Thrones instead of 16. It's like, why? It's just so great that it happened to be a great person's name. Like, it could have been anybody. It could have been like Jason Farts and the Farts effect. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Oh.
No. Oh. Oh well. We could have called it the Bologna effect. I don't know. It could have been that. It could have been the...
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Monopoly Man is one, isn't it? Everyone thinks the Monopoly Man has a monocle, but he doesn't have a monocle.
No monocle.
He does not.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Berenstain Bears is a weird one.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a series of children's books, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd never heard of them until this week. That's the second time Berenstain Bears have cropped up this week. No, I saw a meme comparing different stages of self-isolating to different cartoon bears. And the
wow, what Reddit forums are you on, man?
The first level was the Berenstain Bears, and the second level was Winnie the Pooh, and then it was Yogi Bear, and then it was the bears from the Charmin adverts. And it said that's how you progress through. You just become increasingly naked. And
oh, I see. Until you're Bungle from Rainbow.
Yeah.
Didn't wear a stitch.
I thought they were referring to each of their eating habits because Yogi just is a scavenger.
Oh,
just
yes.
Waits
also,
for people
it was eating. So the Berenstain Bears all eat nice meals together and have their clothes on. Winnie the Pooh just eats honey out of the jar wearing just a t-shirt. Yogi Bear steals people's food with just a hat on. And the Charmin Bears just don't eat. They're just naked and they just...
And they're obsessed with wiping their asses.
Yeah.
In a national park, you're like... Has that bear got a hat and a tie on? Yeah. We should leave right now. No, leave the food. I think just leave it. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm amazed that they've cropped up now. I'm amazed that they exist outside of that meme, to be honest. Before, that had been my only experience.
Genuinely coughed.
I was so shocked I coughed.
Oh my god.
Excuse me, sorry.
Yeah.
Another fine mess you've gotten us into with Laurel and Hardy. It's actually another nice mess.
Oh, is it?
Yeah,
really?
That one got me for ages. I was like, I thought it was fine. Yeah.
Mm. Mm. So
really?
Where does that come from?
Not a lot of people know that.
I wonder what the famous impression was that drew people to...
They did it on Dead Ringers a lot, because they always used
they
to...
They did.
Do you remember when Dead Ringers... Greg Dyke... The director general of the BBC often appeared as a character on Dead Ringers, but they always did him as Michael Caine, and he would be there saying, "I'm Greg Dyke, the director general of the BBC," and not a lot of people know that. And
that's
when I first
bizarre.
Watched it, I neither knew who Greg Dyke was nor really who Michael Caine was. I just remember being like, "What is this? This bit's weird."
Or is it a Mandela effect?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's really funny.
What, wanting to be the...
Do you know who Matt Morgan is? Do you know Matt Morgan?
I remember the name, but...
He graduated... And the person giving out the degrees was Lulu.
Wow.
Who must have been local to them or something. And he was like a bit nervous about going on stage and just like, don't fuck it up. And he said, and people were going up and getting, and like, and here is so and so. And they'd go, thanks, Lulu, you make me want to shout and stuff. And he was like, he was going in his head, just say thank you. Just say thank you. Thank you. And when he took his degree her, he went, Lulu.
Oh, no. Oh, that's like when someone wishes you happy birthday and you go, happy birthday, back
yeah.
to them.
Oh,
and you're
you.
Like, kill me.
Lulu.
Thank you very much. There's a couple of them that I'm trying to remember, but what did you guys have any Mandela effect?
About 6 years ago, somebody told me that they'd heard from a major journalist, and Chris, you will have to beep this name, that when, I will now say the name, dies, it will be the biggest story since Saville.
I've heard this too.
I 100% believe it, and I tell people all the time, just you wait. Just you wait. Yeah. But yeah. I've been saying it for 6 years, and I heard it from someone, and it wasn't the original source. So this could be a ballad.
Yeah, I've heard it. I've heard it a couple of times.
Maybe it'll come out when he dies. Just loads of stories about how wonderful he was.
Yes,
come
out. Absolutely. We'll go, oh, right. And, oh, great. And oh, not. Okay. And I'll be like, oh yeah, all right then.
Was he?
I've heard he's a fucking arsehole, yeah. Like Rick and Morty. I don't know.
That's quite funny. Of all the kind of unpleasant character traits to have,
Heard he's a paedophile. But you're like, I think he's great.
I think he's quite amusing.
Oh, what? Was it Mandela?
Hello, Chris. Nice to meet you. I'm alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
Oh my goodness.
So you've had a Mandela effect inside the concept of the Mandela effect.
Now here's a question I have. How do Mandela effects differ from, say, a strange conspiracy theory like Paul from the Beatles is dead, Paul McCartney is dead?
Yeah.
Or like Prince removing a rib so that
That classic. Oh,
is that is that the Mandela?
You said Prince,
or is that just
He said Prince. That feels like it's Prince. Yeah, it was Prince. I heard it was Marilyn Manson as well.
Yeah,
that was the other one.
Various. It depends how old you are. Is who you think has had a rib removed?
Yes,
because people have got different. Right. Different people at different ages go, oh, it was actually so and so. You're like, I think it was none of them.
How are they different
when you go
to get that surgery, like let's say you go to the doctor, you're like so listen, I'd like to have the bottom rib I know what you're after, you sicken me, do you know that all of you pop stars are the same, you're disgusting. I'll do it but I'm not going to be happy about it
if the price is right, honey. Yeah,
I don't think you can. I don't think you can. I think that's illegal. Yeah. That would be it. You can do it.
It is a very... women. There's been women who've had it done to give them a tiny waist. It is possible.
But there must be medical restrictions on what bones doctors are allowed to remove. Like, if you went in and went, can you take out my leg bone?
They go, no.
No, you need...
Absolutely not.
Please remove my skull.
I just want to...
Leave my head, but take my skull.
Oh, that's disgusting. Oh. Just, like, soft and kind of pulsing.
Absolutely.
And it would always be wet, wouldn't it? It would always be wet for no reason.
I'm trying to picture what he'd have. He'd have a tongue with some eyes on top of it and a brain. Just wants to be able to lick his own
eye. He can, like, fold his head in half, like Quentin Tarantino's head looks.
I just want to lick my forehead.
Oh, God. I want to lick my eyes, okay?
Why are you being a little bitch about it, Doc?
Oh my. That's hilarious.
I can't fall off my own couch.
You've done a
Seuss. You did a proper Seuss.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
So, Chris, sorry, we jumped in on you. You were explaining something. We were talking about the difference between...
You were going to tell us the difference between a Mandela effect and an urban myth.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
What's
that?
She just
doesn't
know that. I don't know that.
Do you not know that one? Oh my goodness. Yeah, it was like, it was going around for ages that he was into some weird sex stuff, and that was one of them, is that he'd shove a gerbil up his ass and then, I don't know, let it scratch around.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know.
Love it.
Ah, okay. Yeah,
oh no,
yeah.
I have heard that.
Just going full full tilt up there.
Yeah.
Collective mismemory. Yeah.
No.
I thought there was. I always thought there was on the thing, on the packet.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. I didn't think there was.
But they both start with a capital, right?
Oh.
Like iPod.
Yeah. Huh. That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, it's
because
so
the greater cabal, man, it's all about the Jews controlling the media. You gotta listen. Yeah, man, you gotta listen to me, man. And the world is flat.
What is in a Kit Kat? Right, this is the shittiest content that's ever been talked about. But I'm gonna get it out there.
Please, I live stream, so I know bad content. Okay,
chocolate. Chocolate surrounds wafer. Between the wafers is the best bit. What is it?
It's like a kind of nougat kind of.
It's not.
It's, no?
It's not, though.
There's not nougat in it.
It's not nougat.
I'm
going to
Google this right now.
What is it? What is it?
You think there's something else in Kit Kat?
Chocolate,
other than chocolate
wafer,
and wafer.
And the best bit. But what is it?
Kit Kat contents.
Wait, was this in an advert?
No.
I feel like that would be a great advert.
Maybe my Mandela effect is I think there's something between the wafers. No way, mate. You are out of your mind if you think that's what that is.
It's just chocolate. It's like, you know when you'd have those like wafer biscuits? It just turns on them, just straight away.
I have been single for a while, and this is what I do.
I think it's like... Because you know, like when you have like wafer biscuits, right? That just have no Kit Kat chocolate on top. It's just the wafer biscuit with like that weird wafer chocolate in it. It's just that. It's just that, and then they just covered it in chocolate. It's not a particularly original design. I reckon that's what it is. That's what I think. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I think the two of you are in for a rude awakening.
Well, I'm going to get pulled aside by somebody like with a tinfoil hat and be like, I know the truth, man. I know the truth about what's inside.
It's the first conspiracy theory that people believe. Because, like, you know how people, if they're into flat earth, it's like the ultimate conspiracy. And you will ask a flat earther about other conspiracies and they'll always be into about a million of them. Like, they're always really anti-Semitic as well. It's really weird. Anyway.
Yeah,
exactly. 5G, 5G, 5G calls Roni. But like, the bottom one is, what are they putting between Kit Kat? And I really stand by it.
It's the same stuff they put in the chemtrails, man. It's the same stuff. Control us. So it's different in those regards, in that it's not a, like, something that somebody's trying to hone onto somebody, to put onto somebody else by saying, like, oh, this is a thing. Ah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, and then they had photos and stuff with each other, and...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I see. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then other newspapers pick up the story and run with the headline, like, Kit Kat has a hyphen in it now.
Yeah.
And then from there you get,
And everyone starts freaking out. Yes. You know what?
Yeah,
I'm convinced. I think that too. I'm convinced of that too. Because green is cheese and onion, and blue is
salt. I can remember when they swapped. Is it?
No.
So everyone else went. Right. Wow. Oh, what?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
But what if that's a cover? What if they changed it back in the day and then they were like, let's deny we ever changed it?
Because who's going to have a packet? Who's going to have a packet? Someone will emerge from the woodwork and they'll get silenced. They'll get
someone
right
will find
down
it. Like
time.
We're on lockdown and we're eating mad stuff from the back of our cupboards. Someone's gonna have
me and mum,
2 days into lockdown, we were like, well, we'll just have to use up everything that's in the freezer. We had a joint of beef that had been in the freezer for 8 years.
That's wow. You guys are really that, 2 days. 2 days.
Yeah. We were like, hey, we might as well use everything in the freezer. 8 year old joint.
Was it any good?
My housemate found a tube of... She's gone back to stay with her parents, and she found in her parents' cupboard a tube of TCP that went off in 1992.
Oh, that's no good.
And I reckon TCP has a long shelf life.
I think it does. Yeah. TCP is that stuff that is like mouth.
You put on grazes and cuts and things.
Is it also a mouthwash?
Yeah, you can mix it with water, and you should do, because I had an illness where I got lots of ulcers in my mouth. It was a cold, and I got lots of ulcers in my mouth about 2 years ago, and I went, oh, they're so painful. You're meant to put TCP on ulcers. Like, you put it on cotton wool and hold it on the ulcers. I went, I'm going to save myself putting it on each ulcer individually and just hold a mouthful of TCP. And
that's
I did that. I did it for a minute and a half, and it was hurting a lot, but I was like, no, it's doing my ulcers good. And I spat it out. I couldn't feel my tongue for about 3 days. Couldn't taste anything.
How old were you in this? How old was this again? Sorry.
How long ago?
How long ago did you do this?
2 years ago.
I thought you did it like when you were like 12 or something. That's a 12-year-old move. Just I'll just put Dettol in my mouth and see what happens.
I guess again.
It's oh my.
I just put salt on my ulcers.
I should have done that.
A big fingerful of salt and jab it right
on. It's agony, but then it feels amazing.
Horrid. Yeah, kills them.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kills them dead straight away. They're not slugs. They're not mouth slugs.
my mum's friend cuts them out.
What?
How?
With
nail scissors.
With a knife. She like cuts it out of her mouth.
Well, like an exacto knife.
That would make a scar that would turn into an ulcer, I would have
thought. Well, yeah, and you'd have like big... fucking chunks out of your fucking face. Sorry to swear about that.
Salt's the classic.
You and Joss have got it sorted. I shouldn't have held that mouthful of TCP. I know that now. I knew it a minute after I'd done it.
Yeah, well, Oh, at fuck, one point, I can't believe I've done this.
I was 33. I said to my mum, I went, what if I never feel my mouth again? And mum was like, yeah, no, I think you probably will.
I've had a thought of a potential Mandela effect.
Ooh. Yes.
Where does the story of the kid who goes, they're going to taste great, in the Frosties advert, the story that he killed himself, where, is that a Mandela effect thing? Because he didn't. You never heard that?
It was like a popular, yes.
It was a popular myth that he killed himself, that kid. Oh. But there was an interview with him, probably in Vice again, like a couple of years ago, and he just went, yeah, I'm fine. I don't know why everyone thinks I killed myself.
That's always, I always love an article like that where they go, you're like, oh no, they're not dead. Oh, we just all assume they were because we haven't heard from them because that's what we are as a society. If we don't hear from you, you're dead. That's how
but I don't
works.
Know if that one's a Mandela or that feels like one that must have been started because well, I don't know why everyone
well,
would
yeah,
think
there
that
was another,
started
like, there's
it.
Quite a lot of death hoaxes, aren't there? There was like there was one that Dave Benson Phillips had died
yeah.
and he goes on about this all the time that this is what ruined his career. My friend did panto with him and at the end of every panto he'd say, thank you all for coming. If you've enjoyed this, tell your friends and tell people I'm not dead. I'm still available to work.
So people
what,
that we
people
think are alive.
Not dead when they are.
Oh. Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Right.
How?
Oh, right. Do you know what? I bet that was because him and Michael Douglas, I feel like they're a similar age. They were big at a similar time, and they
yeah.
both got cancer at a similar time. I wonder if it's because they were both like they are at death's door, and then Michael Douglas did recover. He's fine now.
Yeah.
And Patrick Swayze died. I wonder if it's that. I wonder if people have maybe, I don't know. That's my only
collectively crossed those wires and just
yeah.
gone. Oh, okay, well. It's, I kind of want to dig a little deeper into this collective misremembering.
Mm.
So what, is there like, what causes that? Is there like a thing where, yeah. Oh, broomy. Get the broom out. So we jump between different universes and alternate pasts, and that's why we have this.
I like it.
Yeah. No.
Mm.
Of course.
Right.
Okay.
Yes.
Ah,
yeah.
No, because it's a basketball player. It's,
yeah,
Shaq.
Shaquille O'Neal and Kazan.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's awful, by the way. If anyone is going to watch it, it is not a good film.
There's a scene in it. There's a scene in it because he's a genie that a kid summons, and the kid's like got to keep his giant friend who's a genie a secret, and there's
yeah.
a scene where the kid wakes up and the genie, who is Shaquille O'Neal, who's like a 7 foot man, is spooning him and cuddling him, and
oh,
the
God,
kid's
yeah,
like
yeah.
oh get off me Shazam Kazan, and he's like oh, and it's really unsettling.
It's a very weird movie.
Why do people think he was played by a comedian called Sinbad?
Well, who remembers Sinbad firstly?
Jingle All the Way.
Ah. Right.
Right.
Ah. Oh. I see.
I see. So that can be a cause of it. Is that like there's a lot of similar things happening? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Huh. Yeah.
I thought it was that.
Yeah, did they not sing that?
No. What is it?
Oh, well, that's completely different.
That's a really good lyric, isn't it? That's good.
Yeah.
I intend to pray. It's bleak. My mum thought, you know, in Bohemian Rhapsody, where it goes, Bishmillah, my mum thought it said, wish me luck.
Oh.
Wish me luck. I will not let you fall a pickle.
So there's a lot of song lyric ones.
Oh. What
he's
is
not
it?
Dead. He's not dead.
He's not dead. Oh, wouldn't it be great if he wasn't? Yes. We are the champions.
Doesn't it say? Yeah. Yeah.
Of the world. No, it just ends.
No. It just says, yeah.
Because they'll never be finished. It's very clever. It doesn't fade out. It doesn't end on a... We are the champions. And it doesn't resolve. The chord doesn't resolve. So my chord won't resolve at the end of this song that I'm writing for this show.
Sex in the city.
Sex and the city.
Sex and the city or sex in the city? Sex in the city.
Sex and the...
I think the first season was called Sex in the City and then it was changed to Sex and the City.
As the resident woman on this podcast, I can confirm it was Sex and the City.
I thought it was Sex... Where did I think it was?
Loads of people do think it.
I thought it was Sex in the City? That's crazy.
Looney Tunes.
Tunes, not tunes. Tunes, yeah.
Oh.
Whoa.
Why didn't they do that?
Oh, because it was. I think Space Jam is responsible for that. Because in the basketball team was called the Toon Squad.
Oh fuck off, Space Jam.
Yeah.
And Roger Rabbit is Toons, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's like Toontown.
Yeah, Toontown, yeah.
Yeah.
So maybe that got the concept of Toons in people's heads.
I reckon.
Maybe.
Yes.
Oh yeah. Which
that was
a bit more sensible.
I thought Merry Melodies were like part of Looney Tunes, aren't they?
I think they... Yeah.
Right. That makes sense.
Yeah.
Ooh.
It's
black.
Yellow all the way through.
Yellow.
Is it?
No, there's no black.
I thought.
Oh. Oh, yeah, the little monkey does not.
How curious.
I love that you can't find
it. It's just Chris.
That's incredible.
Oh.
So you have... That's so great. It's like an Inception Mandela effect. That's incredible.
It's play it again, Sam is one, isn't it?
Yes.
He never says play it again,
Casablanca,
Sam.
Just play it, Sam.
Yeah.
He says, I really loved that, Sam. Can you do it? Oh, what?
Yeah, play it.
What did he say?
Could you repeat that, Sam?
He says, Sam, that was brilliant. More of that.
I think he just says, play it, Sam, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
He doesn't say play it again. Why would he say play it again? He's not a Teletubby. Guys, this is the kind of content you can expect on the lockdown.
Because even in The Simpsons, they don't do it, because they have a, in The Simpsons, they have a the Casablanca alternate ending.
It's the Kane from Citizen Kane.
Oh, yeah. And the script from The Cable Guy. This ruined Jim Carrey's career. They will, yeah.
Yeah, there'll be a big Cable Guy revivalist movement soon.
It's really, yeah, it's, I think it's actually a really good performance from Jim Carrey. I think it's truly dreadful. It's a truly dreadful movie.
Oh. What does she say?
Oh. Is it in the original
text?
No,
what do they... What do they say?
Yeah. Right. Oh.
What does she say instead?
She goes, look at me, I'm great.
Hello, mirror.
Show me that. Show me that. That filthy harlot.
Is there? Oh.
No, I can't.
Whenever I eat a chicken drummer or something, I will say, like, yeah, I'm Henry VIII, and it's probably because I think that is a thing.
That might exist somewhere. Yeah, that's weird. Cause I'm
fine at barbecues.
Oh.
Yeah.
D-I-L-D-E-M-M-A?
I think there's an... No, I think you said an N, didn't you, after...
Double N.
I think it's M-M.
No, I think it's M-N-A, dilemma.
No.
Do you? D-I-L-E-M-M-A. Two M's. Yeah. You sued?
An N.
What?
Oh, I
weird.
See. Like column, like a column.
I have Dilemma by Nelly on my iPod, and I like to listen to it a lot. So I'm used to seeing it written down.
Oh, really?
Oh, I've heard that.
No,
oh,
mate.
For God's
absolutely
sake,
not.
I have heard this as well.
Yeah. In the Hindu, as a Hindu peace symbol or whatever it is originally, it's one way around, but Hitler reversed it because he wanted the opposite of peace, which, when you say it out loud, does sound stupid.
Yeah, and it's not true. Yes,
that
exactly.
That sounds bloody ridiculous.
No one runs on a campaign of like, we're the war party. They do that later, don't they, Tonti Blair?
Yeah. Yeah, you don't ever go like, right, this is what's going to get the people.
It's weird, isn't it? Because people do love it. When you do it, people fucking love it. But you can't start that way. You can't go, and if you have me,
death.
Guess what you're getting? Lovely, lovely war.
There was, so I have one which I found out, I thought it was a Mandela effect thing, but actually, they actually had it. So it was this thing called, it was Darley toothpaste, which they had. I think it was an American toothpaste they brought over to Hong Kong, which was on the... They had two. They had Darley and they had Darkie toothpaste.
Oh,
and
shit.
And the branding on the Darley and Darkie toothpaste was a man with a big smile and a top hat. And what happened was they actually changed branding. It was Darkie toothpaste because it was a jet black face with bright white teeth. And
oh,
a top hat.
God, it's like something out of the 1910s.
And they changed it over to Darley, obviously, as a like, we can't really be walking around with this branding. But I was, because there was a store in Hong Kong that sold both of them side by side.
Oh, shit.
And I was like, oh, is this a, and then I tried to tell somebody else, like, there's no such thing as Darkie toothpaste. There totally was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's, oh, man. Oh, good old Darkie toothpaste. And my mom would buy it because she thought it was hilarious. Listeners, she's black, by the way. So
it was all just good fun. In India, they don't have like, oh God, how do I put it? Basically, they see Churchill and Hitler as like the same, for probably pretty obvious reasons, but they're just like, in India, Churchill and Hitler are like, oh, well, these were world leaders of the past. And so, long story short, in India, you can buy Hitler ice cream.
No, you can't. And presumably Churchill ice cream as well.
It'll be like when everyone was wearing Che Guevara t-shirts here, they would use like Hitler and Churchill as like quirky branding.
What flavour do you reckon Hitler were, respectively, in ice cream terms?
Ooh, I think Hitler would be like just plain vanilla.
Yeah, I was going to say something like pistachio or...
I think Churchill would be rum and raisin. Because it's boozy, but it's also
disgusting.
British.
It's the worst flavour.
No, it's delicious. I love rum and raisin.
Rum and raisin is the worst flavour of anything.
Wasn't there a Mandela effect about the... there was a popular branded peanut character? I remember a peanut, Mr. Peanut having a monocle and then...
That must
not
be to do with the Monopoly Man one.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, I see.
Mr. Peanut does have a monocle, I think.
These are... Yes, but he's just retired, hasn't
he? Yeah, he fell off a cliff and died.
Didn't they actually kill the character?
Yeah, there's an advert. It's two quite famous people. I can't remember who it is. It's like big Hollywood actors hanging off a cliff, and then Mr. Peanut leaps off the cliff to save their life and dies.
Oh my God.
And then at the end it says, "Buy our peanuts." I can't remember who's in the ad.
This is stupid. That's it.
That's ruined every TV show for me as well. When someone falls off a cliff, I'm like, "They're not dead. They'll be back." And Sarah would be like, "What are you talking about?" I'd be like, "Confirm the kill, man. You gotta go down there." I didn't see the body, mate. It's all right. Yeah, just fall into the mist and be like, "Ah, she'll be all right." Oh, that's an interesting one about risky business. He's never wearing sunglasses when he does that dance.
Oh. I see.
And popular culture puts those two together as well. Every riff on that is that version. So
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I bet SNL has a lot to do with it.
Oh yeah. So that's a pretty extensive Mandela effect coverage, I'd say. It's interesting. As I always thought, this show was called Mysteries on the Rocks. But
a lot of people think it's called Murder on the Rocks. They're like, "Oh, I love Murder on the Rocks." Like, well, I don't care because it's not our podcast.
That's a different podcast, sir. Well, here we go, Jaws. You got anything to plug?
No, never
Thanks
again.
Thanks for coming on.
Never ever again. I'm not doing anything for the rest of my life. No, what am I up to? I'm sort of like everybody else in that I'm making little bits every now and again. So if people go on my website, then they can find any little sketches I might have made. I don't know exactly what I'll be making because we don't know how long this is going on for, but there'll be some stuff on my website that people are welcome to watch and enjoy, hopefully. And that's josnorris.co.uk, or I'm on Twitter and those places as well.
We are also on all those. MysteryOnTheRocks@gmail.com is our Gmail if you want to email us. MysteryOnTheRocks with an OX if you're on both Twitter and
Instagram. And we did a live episode mid-February that is, we filmed it on a phone at the back of the room.
Oh, yeah.
But
that
you can still
there.
Enjoy it.
Do check that out.
It's all on YouTube. Would you like my song about the Mandela effect?
Yeah, we'd love it.
I'm doing it right now. Berenstain Bears were always there, but they were actually Paul Berenstain. Did the clock at the station really stop? And was the TCP
be out of date. Frosty's gonna taste great and the kid's still alive. There's a shack attack in Kazam. Leave that boy alone, Shaquille O'Neal. Edinburgh's dead, just kidding, he's not. There's no Sinbad movie culture, Sam, but we wish there was. Fly, you fools, figure out the Mandela effect. Why did we think it was Looney Tunes? I reckon it's 'cause someone was hitting the gin, and her name was Fiona Boom.
So that was my song about the Mandela effect.
But
I didn't record it separately at all. I just did
it
just
really
then.
Nice.
Well done. Thanks, Joss. Thanks.
Way
I
awesome.
Liked it as
Loads
we were.
It was the inclusion of, I think it was trumpets and a full orchestra that I really enjoyed. I thought that was really
I've
fun.
I've got a very, very big gang of musicians living in my basement. Well, happy lockdown, everybody.
Yes.
Thanks for coming on our podcast.
No pleasure.
Joss.
Thanks
Thank
for having
you,
me.
Joss.
I'm sorry that I've
we've learnt a lot.
I didn't realise this camera timed out after 25 minutes, so I've probably made the edit much more annoying than it should be.
Thanks,
well, thank
Joss.
You.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you in the outside world when we're all free. Thank you.
Bye, everyone.
Bye. Bye, Joss.
Up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.